are listening to The Hidden Life of Toxins, the podcast that does toxin-free living research for you. My name is Christina Vine, and my mission is to help you become an empowered consumer who knows exactly how to avoid day-to-day toxins without hours of research and hundreds of Google searches. In this episode, you are going to learn 15 simple ways to reduce your EMF exposure. Most of these will cost you $0, and all of these are ridiculously easy to do. Even if you have been aware of EMFs and working on lowering your exposure, I guarantee that you will come out of listening to this episode with new, practical information you can apply today to reduce your EMF exposure even more. If you're just starting to learn about this topic, remember that, as with any new habit, it takes time to incorporate these 15 ways to reduce your EMF exposure into your daily life, no matter how simple they are. You might not remember to do all of them on some days. That's all right. It's not all or nothing. With time, being aware of potential EMF sources in your environment and living your life with that in mind will become second nature. Until then, do the best you can, knowing that you are working daily on lowering your EMF exposure. Sounds good? Let's dive in. Okay, if you're like, this is awesome, but what are EMFs? And why should we reduce our exposure? If that's you right now, I highly recommend you go listen to the previous episode of this show. In it, I give an in-depth explanation of what EMFs are. I also answer the question, why are EMFs harmful, and share a bunch of cool studies in that episode. And if you're already familiar with EMFs, I still recommend you check it out, because unless you're an expert in this field, I am sure you will learn a lot and deepen your understanding of EMFs by listening to that episode. All right, that being said, let's get into this episode. Before I list the 15 ways to reduce your EMF exposure, I want to share with you a quick alternative explanation of EMFs. This is how I would explain EMFs to someone at a party. This explanation looks at EMFs from a different angle, and in my opinion, it will help you understand this topic even better. It is also a great introduction to EMFs if you're completely new to this topic. So, EMFs means electromagnetic fields, or for the purposes of this explanation, electromagnetic frequencies. Letter E stands for electric fields. These are generated by electrical wiring in the house and everything that runs off of electricity. Letter M stands for magnetic fields, and these come from everything that has a motor. It is usually something that moves and requires a lot of power, like washing machines, fans, blenders, stuff like that. By the way, sound machines and white noise machines with fans tend to put out a huge magnetic field. If you're using those, make sure they are not right next to your bed. And letter F stands for frequencies. These come from anything that transfers data through the air, like cell phones, Wi-Fi, Bluetooth, and smart wireless devices. If you have listened to the previous episode, electric and magnetic fields are found in the extremely low frequency part of the electromagnetic spectrum. And what we are referring to in this episode as just frequencies are radio and microwave frequencies on the electromagnetic spectrum. If you haven't listened to that episode yet, don't be confused by what I just said. I just wanted to connect the dots for you in case you have listened to that episode. Okay, back to the alternative explanation. It is important to understand that different appliances or devices can generate more than one of the above. For example, when in use, a blender will put out an electric field because it runs off of electricity. It will also put out a magnetic field because it has a motor. A cell phone needs frequencies to function. Cellular signals, Wi-Fi, and Bluetooth, they all use radio frequencies. But you will be exposed to an electric field as well if you use your phone while it's charging. So you can see how one device or appliance can expose you to several types of EMFs at once. In general, with electric and magnetic fields, moving far away from the source is the way to reduce or completely eliminate exposure. With frequencies, it's different because they are not coming from one source, but from all electronic devices in your house that connect to Wi-Fi, Bluetooth, or cellular signals. The more of these you have around the house, the more frequencies are flying around. The way to reduce your exposure is to turn off Wi-Fi and Bluetooth functions on as many devices as possible. All right, now that you know this, let's get to the 15 simple ways to reduce your EMF exposure. Number one, before bed, go to your electrical circuit panel and turn off the circuits to the sleeping area and the majority of the house, except the refrigerator and other things you need to be on during the night. Turning off the circuits will take care of electrical and magnetic fields, but it won't help with frequencies. Your phone and tablet don't need to be connected to electricity all the time to function, right? They need frequencies because cellular service, Wi-Fi, and Bluetooth all use radio frequencies. This brings us to tip number two. Do not, I repeat, do not sleep with your phone next to your head. Before going to bed, put it in airplane mode. It is a setting that completely turns off your phone's connection to cellular signals, Wi-Fi, and Bluetooth. In other words, it eliminates all EMFs emitted by your phone. Your phone becomes no more dangerous than a houseplant or a pillow, for example. This is a really cool trick, but here's what you need to keep in mind. On some phones, airplane mode won't automatically turn off Bluetooth. You need to turn it off manually in settings. Also consider having Bluetooth off all the time anyway, not just in airplane mode. You almost never use it, so why keep it on and increase your EMF exposure? By the way, everything I said here also applies to your tablet. Now, if you have been turning your phone off at night instead of putting it in airplane mode, know that turning your phone off doesn't completely eliminate its connection to Wi-Fi and Bluetooth. Think about it. When you turn your iPhone off, Find My iPhone still works. Number three, if you can't turn off your electrical circuits, at least turn off your Wi-Fi router when you're not using it, and especially at night. You can do it manually or get a plug-in timer. Number four, make sure your Wi-Fi router is at least 10 feet or 3 meters away from where you and your family members usually spend time. Number five, turn off Wi-Fi and Bluetooth on your devices when you don't need them. Again, this applies to phones, tablets, laptops, but also other devices and appliances. Nowadays, we have speakers and printers and all kinds of things that connect to Wi-Fi and Bluetooth. Turn these functions off on as many devices and appliances as possible. Number six, when you are not using your cell phone, keep it at least 1 foot away from your body. An electromagnetic field goes in all directions spherically and weakens as you move away from the source. Being just 1 foot away from your cell phone will reduce your EMF exposure by 80%, and being 4 feet away by almost 100%. Number seven, always use headphones or speaker mode when talking on your cell phone. Don't put the cell phone next to your head. Number eight, don't carry your phone close to your body, like in your pocket, for example. And if you're a woman, for the love of God, don't carry it in your bra. Number nine, don't use your phone in places with bad reception. If the signal is weak, your phone has to work harder, and as a result, you're exposed to more EMFs. The reception tends to be poor in basements, elevators, and underground stations. So if you're not seeing enough signal bars and you can make your call later, Do it later when you have good reception. Number 10. Pre-charge your devices. When you use your devices while they're charging, you are exposed to an electric field in addition to radio frequencies. This applies to phones, tablets, and laptops. Number 11. Don't keep your laptop on your lap. If you use a desktop computer, push the monitor away from you. Number 12. Use a wired mouse and a wired keyboard if possible. Wireless ones use Bluetooth to connect to your computer, which exposes you to radio frequencies. Number 13. Unplug your kitchen appliances, such as blenders, juicers, toasters, and others, when you're not using them. Number 14. Consider purchasing EMF protection products. I think that a laptop shield is an absolute must, because even if you keep your laptop on a table instead of on your lap, the electromagnetic field goes right through the table and you get exposure to the lower part of your body. Gotta keep those reproductive organs safe. I also think that EMF protection blankets are great, especially for babies and small children and pregnant women. EMF blocking phone cases are popular, but you should know that to use them 100% correctly, you have to always be aware of the location of cell towers, which is kind of impossible. I'll do a separate episode on this in the future, but don't throw out your EMF blocking phone case just yet. It's just a complex topic that requires its own episode, okay? If you decide to purchase EMF protection products, don't just go and buy any EMF protection products. I can't tell you how many companies in this space sell products that simply don't work. I've decided not to recommend specific brands on the show, for the most part, because companies often change things about their products, and I don't want someone to listen to this episode a year from now and buy a product I no longer recommend. So at the end of this episode, I will tell you where to go for up-to-date and legit EMF product recommendations. And finally, number 15. Reduce the amount of time you spend using your devices. And if you're like, oh, come on, I know. I thought about not including this one at all because it's so simple, but because it's so simple, people usually ignore it. I think this advice is especially relevant for kids, but for adults as well. Honestly, we all spend so much time on our devices every day. Let's recap. Number 1, turn off electrical circuits before bed. Number 2, put your phone in airplane mode at night. Number 3, if you can't turn off your electrical circuits, turn off your Wi-Fi router when you're not using it, especially at night. Number 4, make sure your Wi-Fi router is at least 10 feet or 3 meters away from where you and your family members usually spend time. Number 5, turn off Wi-Fi and Bluetooth on your devices when you don't need them. Number 6, when you are not using your cell phone, keep it at least 1 foot away from your body. Number 7, always use headphones or speaker mode when talking on your cell phone. Number 8, don't carry your phone close to your body. Number 9, don't use your phone in places with bad reception. Number 10, don't use your devices while they're charging. Number 11, don't keep your laptop on your lap. If you use a desktop computer, push the monitor away from you. Number 12, use a wired mouse and a wired keyboard. Number 13, unplug your kitchen appliances when you're not using them. Number 14, consider purchasing EMF protection products. And number 15, reduce the amount of time you spend using your devices. If you're looking for legit EMF protection products, join us over in the free Hidden Life of Toxins Facebook group for up-to-date product recommendations. The link to join us is in the show notes. That's going to do it for this episode. Thank you so much for listening. I'll see you next week.